Forgive everyone everything. Forgive everyone everything. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with instant illumination. Forgive everyone everything. All of us are picky. And because we're picky, life is not very pleasant. Because we're picky, we're always looking for the faults in other people and in ourselves, and we're finding them, and we're finding that a very difficult situation to live with. If we can train ourselves to forgive everyone everything, just take that blatant statement and throw it out in the wind and watch it float around. When people use toothpicks at the dinner table, they are very gross. It is not a pleasant look. You watch people as they pick food out of their teeth at the table. And they're sitting there with a toothpick and they're running it through the top of their teeth and the bottom of their teeth and around their teeth. And then you find yourself doing it. And pretty soon, everyone at the table is doing it. And it's just a very gross experience. The table is for eating food and having it pleasant. If you want to pick your teeth, get up, go to the bathroom, and pick your teeth. That's the place to brush your teeth. You don't brush your teeth at the table. But you do that at the bathroom. Now, however, you find people picking their teeth at the table, and this bugs you. So, you say, I forgive everyone everything. Now, to forgive everyone everything, that means you don't pay attention to the faults. You don't pay attention to any little hang-ups that might disturb you or cause you to be unhappy about anything at all. And you don't care about the toothpicks. If toothpicks are not desirable in your life, don't serve them on the table. Restaurants have them available afterwards. Very few people ask for toothpicks during a meal. If you want a toothpick, get up. Go and get a toothpick from the restaurant checkout area and go in the bathroom and pick your teeth. And then when you're done, wash your hands and go back to the table and join your friends. However, if people don't do that, don't pay any attention to it. Don't even notice when someone is doing something that disturbs you. You say, well, that's easy said. That's less easy done, because looking at these things is very disturbing. Yes, that's true. That's because we have been taught all of our life that we are our brother's keeper, and that we are to be in charge of what they do and how they live their life and how they do their things. And I think there's a misnomer there. We are not our brother's keeper. We are our own keeper. We are in charge of who we are. Now, who are you? Are you a person who looks at other people and judges them? Because that's what looking at other people and needing to forgive them is a matter of judgment. Are you judging people? Are you looking at people and saying, my, they should have combed their hair before they came to the table. My, they should have used their napkin better. My, they didn't do this right. They didn't do that right. And it's hell. It's literal hell. You go around judging other people. I go around judging other people. And whenever I do that, I am living in a very unhappy state of consciousness. I'm living in a judgmental stage of consciousness, and it's really no fun at all. Now, when I consciously and purposely determine that I'm going to forgive everyone and everything, then when any little hang-up comes into my consciousness, I see a toothpick in somebody's mouth, I turn my attention to something else. I turn my attention to seeing everyone mannerly, seeing everyone using good taste, seeing everyone following the good habits, starting with me. I cannot expect other people not to use a toothpick at the table if I use one. And if I use a toothpick at the table, you can be sure I'm going to be a good example for a lot of other people to do the same thing. Now, how are we going to handle that? How do we forgive everyone everything? Well, in the first place, to forgive means that you've already judged. So, judge less. If you judge someone using a toothpick at the table, start seeing them being very mannerly and being very wonderful, and start seeing them sitting at the same table with the Queen of England. Yes. They're sitting at the table with the Queen. Now, do you think you'd ever, ever pick up a toothpick and start picking your teeth when you're sitting and having a meal with the Queen? Now, you say, my God, doesn't the Queen ever let her hair down? That's not the point. We're sitting in a formal arrangement with the Queen, with someone we respect, with someone that we regard with very great joy, and we have absolutely no desire to pick our teeth at the table. Now, when the Queen is there, we act in respect for the Queen, but we're not really acting in respect for the Queen. We want the Queen to see that we have good taste and good manners. We want the Queen to respect us. We want to be respectable. You see, forgiving everyone everything means first you forgive yourself. First, you start doing all the things that bring you respect and joy and responsibility from yourself. First, you love yourself. First, you take it upon yourself to do all those things that are glorious and good. Now, are you strong enough to do that? Are you aware enough to do that? Are you gentle enough to do that? Are you humble enough to do that? It does take a great deal of humility, because we always look at other people and say they're doing it wrong, and yet we do those very same things. We do those very same things and we judge others. How can we judge another person doing anything when we do the same thing? Well, we can't. The term is judge. However you judge, you will be judged. Now, how do we want to be judged? Do we want to be judged from the basis of our love, our unconditional love, our gentleness, our caringness, our ability not to go around telling other people how to live their lives, but living our own life is a beautiful, glorious example of love, unconditional love? That's a great phrase, unconditional love. It has so many ramifications to it. It has so many aspects to it. When I unconditionally love myself first, and always start out with myself first, I cannot love anyone else unconditionally or anything else in this world unconditionally if I have not first loved myself. So, I unconditionally love myself. Everything I do is good, everything I do is beautiful, and there are areas that I even become more beautiful. You say, well, if you're beautiful, how can you become more beautiful? Because I leave off some things where I used to judge, where I used to think that things should change. And when I leave that off, then I just look at the world and see its goodness. I don't look at the sun as shining too brightly or too not bright enough. I don't look at the rain is falling too heavily or lightly or just right or whatever. I look at the rain as a joy. I look at the rain as sort of watering this gigantic garden that we have here called our planet Earth. I look at the rain and I think, how glorious it is, how glorious. Oh, and then sometimes it comes down and floods and washes out all sorts of things. And I say, well, it's rinsing out the world. Now, I always say to myself, I have the ideal rain falling on my property. I have the ideal rain falling on my property. When I say, I have the ideal rain falling on my property, then the ideal rain falls on my property. Now, maybe it is a lot of rain washing all of the dirt out of the air and off the trees and bushes and plants. Or maybe it's just a gentle rain soaking into the soil, penetrating the soil and going deep into the water table. How wonderful. You know, you say, well, what has that got to do with forgiving everyone everything? Well, I used to judge and say that the rain was terrible. Oh, it's so heavy. Oh, look at what it's doing. And you see, the moment I stop myself from doing that, I'm forgiving everyone and everything, including myself, starting with myself. And so I realize I'm judging the rain. I'm saying the rain is bad or it's good. I just love the rain. And for me, all rain is good. I look at people in my world and I don't judge them. I just look at all of them as good. Oh, some people don't fulfill their promises, but am I always 100% fulfilling my promises? Some people don't always act like intelligent beings. They are thoughtless and inconsiderate. Am I always thoughtful and considerate? You see, I cannot judge others unless first I look at myself and I say to myself, I am unconditionally loving. I am thoughtful. I am considerate of all in the world. Now, you see, saying those things may not be the fact, but it is the point that I'm putting in motion for myself. And as I put this in motion for myself, the facts is soon to follow. I forgive everybody and everything. And as I do this, wonderful things happen in my life. I feel 10 feet tall. I feel filled with joy and peace and harmony. And everywhere I look, everything is good. Everybody I see, everybody's good. I see toothpicks or I don't see toothpicks. I see whatever I see, and I call it good and very good. For as we are all created good and very good, can we ever think of anything that we create as less than good or very good? So I train myself now, this day, to say that everything is good and very good. With unconditional love, I surround all in my world, starting with me. And it's a wonderful, wonderful adventure. Join me and have this adventure be your adventure today. And use toothpicks or not if you like, but just remember, if you don't think they're cool, then think about that. I love you. I love you. I love you.